Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was still on air. So the show is still airing. Is it airing in Ontario? Or?
Yes, it is. It's still on air. One of the things that has happened is the kind of fragmentation of stations. I mean,
yes,
back
that's...
15 years ago, there was, you know, maybe 6, 10, 12, 15 stations. Well, you know, you've got 120 to look at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, it's such a... it's so divided that if you watch a specific channel a lot, whether it be, Much Music or Home and Garden or whatever it might be, you may not see us on those particular shows. But if you watch other stations, you'll see us a lot. So it depends on what stations you watch.
It's always been national, though, right? Because, I mean, I'm from Vancouver, but it was airing, and it's a national show, right? And it airs on, like, the Rogers 4 channel, I think?
It's aired on 120 stations across
wow.
the country. Both that's cable and non-cable regular stations. So it's something, you know, we've continued to keep the brand out there. And again, my job is to keep the brand out there in various ways, various capacities, and try to get Canadians to, as we say, keep fit and have fun.
It always looks like you and Joanne are having such a good time. So, you have a ton of fun producing these, I bet, right?
Well, it's a lot of work. In fact, you can't really appreciate kind of behind the scenes. I mean, there have been plenty of shoots where it has not been very comfortable, but we have to look like it. You know, being at the top of Mont Tremblant when it was minus 50 and the camera was freezing.
Wow.
Our mouth was freezing.
Yeah.
At the same time, we could only go out and do one take at a time because it sounded like we had marbles in our mouth. So, you know, that's not a lot of fun. We've done things, again, up at, think about when we were up at top of Jasper, and it was 45, and we could hardly see the camera. The snow was blowing so bad, and, you know, those times are trying. You know, you get out, and for the most part, we have a pretty good time.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, what are some of your favorite episodes that you've done?
Well, I think one of the things that was one of my favorites is, it's not a particular episode necessarily, but it was a kind of just a reflection. One day we were at Peggy's Cove filming a cycling segment of Peggy's Cove, and 3 days later we were in San Diego at a lighthouse filming a rollerblading segment. And I just kind of reflected at the time when we were in San Diego. I said, you know, we're at the other end of North America at a lighthouse, you know, from when we were in Peggy's Cove. So it was kind of we've had the opportunity to go across the country, all over North America and the Caribbean to film, and been across Canada probably about 12 to 14 times just filming. So that's been the nicest thing about it, really being able to see coast to coast and have that opportunity to do it.
Wow. Where did this idea for it start?
Yeah, it really came. The show came together really from the on June 8th of 1988. I was watching television, and I thought, you know, there has to be something that's different out there. And really, the impetus of the show came not from a physical perspective, but more from a racial perspective. I saw that there should be an opportunity to have all cultures living, working, and playing together. And both male and female being equals, and so that's where I got the idea of the show. And I'm black and Irish, and Joanne is German and Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually rejected by a few of the television stations because of the mix. If you know, it's kind of hard to, in a sense, to imagine that right now. But and then that is what actually propelled me to go to Participaction, because I thought, well, who would think this is a good idea? Having a minority, a white and a black, a white woman and a black man together on camera, and I thought of Participaction, and so I took the concept and idea to them 2 months later, and within a month we had a contract and we were on air within 2 months after that.
We're talking with Hal Johnson from Body Break. The music to Body Break is fantastic. Where did that come from? Were you involved in the creative process for that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. And what we wanted to do is we want to have music that was happy,
mm-hmm.
That was upbeat in that respect. And so a friend of mine, a gentleman named Dave Clark, has written all the different themes we've had. We've had about 7 different themes over the years.
Is that right?
And we've changed it up, try to make, you know, a little bit different here and there. But the impetus when I talked to Dave about the music many years ago, it was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I said,
yes,
that's the kind of feel that I want, that the horns and the Earth, Wind, and Fire type of feel. So that's back in the, you know, 70s, early 80s type of music. And that was where I gave him the structure where we wanted to go, and he put it together. So we're good friends, and we've had a collaboration now since 88.
Wow. What kind of music are you listening to now? Like, what are some of your favorite artists?
Oh, I like a lot of jazz. So I listen to a lot of the New Age jazz stuff, Boney James and that type of music. And, you know, again, some of the old stuff. I mean, you know, I turned 50 this year, so, you know, I've got, I listen to that old-time music in the 70s, so.
That 70s stuff is great. Earth, Wind, the Soul, the Funk, and that.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of that stuff. So, you know, whether it be the Spinners, Temptations, kind of like all the R&B stuff I like quite a bit. So.
Classic. Do you ever get recognized on the street?
Pretty much every day.
Pretty much. What's the reaction like there with the fans?
Well, it's... you know, it's kind of a neat job. You know, people will come up to you and say, "Hey, you're that guy. Hey, you're Val." Or, you know, are you and Joanne married? I mean, that's kind of the number one question we get asked. I get that question probably, I would say, on average once a day.
Wow.
We get emails every day, people asking us that, and we find it kind of funny. And after all these years, and it was because, you know, I find it funny because, as I, you know, mentioned, the television station that told us they didn't want to see a black and white person together, they didn't think the public was ready for it, and yet people ask us that every day, and they want us to be married. I think that's kind of funny. So
you guys are real trailblazers in that sense, being on TV and...
We never thought of it that way. We just wanted to make a change, and hopefully... I knew when I grew up, TV wasn't reflective of. I didn't see myself on television, meaning that I didn't see anyone of color, that someone who looked like me. So, and I thought as a kid that I wasn't allowed to play golf because this is being, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, because the only people that were on TV who golfed were caddies. And so you realize the impression that the media has on kids. And I thought, you know, you've got to be reflective, especially, you know, you see in Toronto, I mean, you know, there's minorities everywhere. I mean, it's a great place to grow up, as I did. And I grew up in Toronto, and it's I wanted it to be reflective.
Well, that's what's great about the show, is that it's real. I mean, you know, you and Joanne are together, and your kids are on the shows and stuff like that. It's not like this sort of phony production. Like, it feels really genuine.
Yeah, well, it's really trying to be reflective, and those persons will see themselves. So that person who has a hearing impairment will see, wow, there, I'm part of the landscape. I'm in the show, and yet... We're not showcasing and saying, well, you know, okay, we've got one person here who's disabled, great, you know, and it fills
a
void or whatever. And it's just, that's where I look at trying to be a little bit different. And, you know, it's kind of interesting seeing advertising today. They're starting to catch up to that. And you'll see persons with disabilities in many ads. And I think that's terrific.
Body Break.